This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Shark Tank. No jumper. Sharpest, coolest podcast in the world. And today I got my co-host with me, Brick Baby, in the building. Don't be late.
Don't see you late.
And we got one of the realest of the realest, man. One of my favorites, actually, you know, that I got to see on Baddies and, you know, watching how she move. We got Stunner Girl in the building today. How you doing today, baby?
You know what the f*** going on.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. What about y'all?
I'm feeling great. I'm happy to actually have you here because I was supposed to do an interview with you a while back. Some things that came up. I said, damn, I'm probably not going to get this interview because you was one of the ones I wanted to get in here out of all of the ones that were on the Baddie show, you know, so I'm happy to actually have you here now to sit down, chop it up, engage with your viewers and ours, you know what I'm saying, and let's have us a decent conversation.
For sure.
You dig? How long y'all just flew in town? Y'all just got out here?
Yep.
Or y'all live out here?
We got two spots, actually.
Yeah. Okay.
They get like that.
They get like that. No, I do. Ooh. I just didn't know if y'all had to fly here. I'm saying if y'all had to come in, or, you know what I'm saying, y'all just got out here, you know?
No, we was already outside.
Who is this young man that you brought on?
My husband. Rich Moolah.
Yeah, all right.
Rich Moolah, man.
One of my personal playing partners. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. How everybody doing today? Everybody good, man? We in good spirits?
Yep.
Okay. Only reason I ask about, you know, did y'all just get out here? Because I like to know his experiences. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, was it a trouble getting out here and running into any hiccups? You know what I'm saying? Flight got delayed, whatever, you know?
Drive, bust a tire,
you know? People be wanting to know that.
I'm just fashionably here.
Yeah. Okay.
Both of us.
Nay, nothing wrong with it. So where are you originally from? If you tell the viewers where you're from.
I'm from Sacramento. Oak Park, to be exact, 916.
Yeah, Sacktown. Hey, I ain't mad at that, for real. How was your upbringing, baby, before music and all this, man? How was it for you?
You know, I just come from, I don't know how to put it. You see, my daddy was a drug dealer. My mama was a drug dealer.
Yeah.
You know, gang life.
Yeah.
All that type
of thing. Right.
What part of Sacramento is Oak Park? Like, is that, because you know how, like, we got South Central, we got the East Side, we got Watts, we got, so.
It's like the middle of Sacramento.
Yeah, I know that.
And it's like a small neighborhood. So, like, everybody we got problems with is, like, all on every side. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's live right there. So, you growing up out there, you know, like you said, gang life. Like that, this has always been a part of you.
For sure.
Say you went to YA.
Yeah, I went there I got sentenced for 4 years, and
damn,
I did three.
So made you do three out the four. That was your first bid, like ever having to like really go to jail?
No, I think my first time I went to jail, I was like 12 or 11. I don't know.
That's what I say. I think.
Well, I was just
13.
Saying, like, when you went to jail, like, was that like your, like, was that your longest
the first
stay?
Time. For sure. But before that, like, I had did like 6 months and like, them type of months. It was like out of six and then it went.
What you keep bumping your head against the wall for? Like, what was your cases about?
My cases were really just because like I was in the streets and I'm taking care of myself. So the one that I went down for all those years was a robbery and I had a gun charge and a fake ID. So they was basically just tired of seeing me, you feel me?
Yeah. Nobody got shot.
Felt like you was habitual, like, this
yeah,
shit.
Like, I keep seeing this little bitch in here. The judge already knew me by name, you feel me? So when I came back to the court, they was like, you.
Yeah, we tired of you.
Tired of your ass. And I was already a delinquent. So basically, you know, I was a ward of the state, of the court, not the state, the court.
Yeah, ward of the court.
Yeah, so.
So you was in placement and yeah. all that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's just, they get tired of you because it'd be like camp term, they get you yeah. short.
And I wasn't staying in no group homes. Like, the yeah. only group home, like, I stayed in probably was when I went to foster care when I was, like, 12.
So, would you just used to AWOL as soon as you get there?
Yeah, I would be gone.
You just did.
Yeah, because, you know, my first charge, they immediately put me in a group home. I didn't even get a chance to be, like, you know, like, do I got some family members, somebody that could come get me? They just, yeah. like, immediately put me
That's
in.
That's what I was about to ask. Like, while this was going on, were your parents getting locked up, too? Was it, like, just something that was going on in the household at the time?
Yeah, everybody was pretty much in jail. And then, like, my family is pretty much just me, my brothers, and my sisters. You feel me? So
you're saying it's probably hard for your mama and daddy to show up to court when she yeah, had a court date that morning, probably, too.
Yeah, nobody showed up to court. So that was a big thing for me. Like, when I caught the 4 years, I look back, it ain't nobody in court. And then it's like my grandma, she's like, I'ma come. But my grandma, she's strung out on drugs, so it's only far as she gonna go. You feel yeah, me? Right.
Somebody got a brain.
So you saying you always had to face the music pretty much on your own?
Pretty much, yeah.
Man, what's so, up? 4 years. How old was you when you had to go sit down for the 4 years?
I was 13.
Yeah.
You know some popular Crips that was in there?
He's funny.
I think I ran across that at first.
No, we was for sure locked up together.
As kids.
And I was in there fighting a lot. Like, when I got there, it was wow. automatic, like, war. Like, it was different going from juvenile hall to basically the prison, you know?
The crazy yeah. part is, I didn't even know that was you till I was with our homeboy from Lanes, Baby Braze.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, yeah, that's... No, she rapping there. Ooh, I'm like, no, because I had just got hip to you right before I went to jail, kicking it with Mize and all them.
Right.
So then I went to jail. Then he put like a face with the name. I'm like, never. I'm like, that shit crazy. You know what I mean? But
because you got to think, I was a little girl. Like, y'all was older.
Way
even,
older.
Even him, he
yeah,
was already like, everybody was already in their dubs. I was 13 coming in there.
Burnt
you know,
out,
the females on my unit, 20, 22. And I wasn't going. Like, you couldn't tell me what to do or how to program. I wasn't even a programmer. Like, I just was bad as fuck. So one little thing would just set me off. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I was fighting everybody. And then, you know, we locked up with the dudes in there, too. So I was everybody little homegirl. They f***ed with that because I basically ran my unit, so they sending me kites, I'm getting anything, you know?
Everything.
For sure.
So you was locked up. So they had y'all in the building, man, where there was niggas over there, too.
Yep.
No, not in the building, nigga.
Not in the building, but just in that same vicinity.
You could program together to a certain extent.
Basically, like how this building is right here. You go outside, it's another building right there. We got to walk down the runway. We see each other going to the field. They out on the gates. They could throw stuff over. We passing yeah. them by, walking. That's how I fought a boy in there. I was the only girl to, like, go out of bounds and fight a boy because he was dissing me. Yeah, he came from SAC, and he kept dissing me, and I just wasn't f***ing with it. I was already, like, I'm hella angry in here. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I ran out of bounds and fought him, and then they wanted to kick me out the jail because they was like, that's not supposed to happen. Like, you know, girls and dudes ain't supposed to be
yeah.
in a jail to where y'all could be fighting and shit, you know?
Yeah. So they let you out, what, when you was about 18?
17. Yeah. Yeah.
What was going on then when you got out? Family members waiting on you? Did you go back home?
So when I got out, I got released because my grandma was the only one. You know, like I said, my family is a small family.
Yeah.
My dad's side of the family wasn't there for me, so all I got is my brothers and sisters and my grandma.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm thinking my grandma changed and stuff. So when I was getting out of jail, I'm all like, you know, everything's going
to
be different.
About to go home.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm all happy.
Yeah.
Straight
up. Straight up. I'm going on.
So when I get out, I go to her house, and she's just the same exact person. And she literally kicks me out within hours. So all I have to my name is my book bag, my jail clothes. I don't even got a fucking toothbrush. And I'm like, what am I going to do? Like, when I was getting out of jail, I was like, maybe I should get a job or something, like, and then that just all went down the drain. So basically I was back in the streets within hours. Like, I had to go hit stores and get my shit together. You know what I'm saying? Like, get back outside.
Hell, you needed a toothbrush.
Yeah, I needed everything.
Like, man, you hell,
like,
yeah, you about to hit a
stone. Like, I didn't even come home to a toothbrush. Like, this shit crazy.
So what, she didn't have a, so when you came home, grandmama didn't have nowhere to go either? Or she had a spot, she just wasn't?
She had a spot, but she was, like, super gone off drugs. Like, she was the type of person growing up, like, she would pick at my skin and be like, oh, you got bugs and weird shit. So, like, when I came home, I'm thinking, like, she changed. She's telling me she see shit I don't see. You feel me? Like, and if you didn't agree with her, she'd be just tripping. Like, say she'd be like, oh, it's a rat right there. And you'd be like, no, the f*** there ain't. She's going to be, tripping. So, yeah. I'm like, I can't be around this shit. I'm fresh out. You feel me? I just did hella years. So, I had to, it was
good. You feel like that was your piece of support? Like, you was looking forward to getting out, like, going to grandma's house? You feel like she's more of a mama to you than anything?
I don't even feel like she definitely wasn't more of a mama to me. She's always been destructive. I just felt like that was just, like, the only person I had.
That you could land with.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, that's, like, the only person.
That's the only person I know and I got that I could talk to. So, like, you know.
Yeah, that shit crazy.
Because it seemed like you don't talk to a lot of people.
No, I don't.
At all.
No.
So for me to hear you say, like, you know, grandmama, you felt like that was a piece of your comfort zone that was pretty much ripped away from you when you went home, that's got to be up. Hell yeah, I'm back out in the street in hours too.
Your whole life you've been trying to figure it out until you start getting some money legally. So you probably ain't never had time to be a kid and really talk to people and be friendly. Like, she come from out, nigga, one of the craziest YAs ever.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so now it's like, oh, I'm back on the street and I got to figure it out. So I already been programming with people not my friend, you know?
Yep. Oh, God.
I see. That shit crazy. So what did you like? That's like a police question. Because I was about to say, what was your first move after that to go put some dollars in your pocket?
I mean, she ain't doing none of it no more.
Nah, I'm not.
It's
I'm
over
not,
with.
Yeah, but it's still just.
She's I didn't even want to speak on that, but rest in peace to my big brother, because he came and got me.
Mm.
And we figured it out on my miss.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I didn't even really want to.
Mm-hmm.
So after all of that, was you even with music coming up? Like, even when they were trying to put you in group homes and shit like that, was it ever one time dawn on you like, I'm running to a studio? Anybody want to, you know what I'm saying? Was you hanging out in studios?
So my stepdad, he was a rapper.
Okay.
And he showed me how to record when I was 8.
Okay.
So it always stuck with me. Like, he used to bring the studio. Like, he's had a studio in his closet, and, like, everybody and their mama from his hood would be over recording. And I always, like, I was singing before that. Like, my mom used to be like, sing, like, make me sing for the family, you know? So when I figured out how to rap, I was like, oh, this is my lane, because I'm 8 years old knowing this. So I'm like, I could talk shit, you know? So when I was about 12, I was already hella viral on Facebook in my city, because I was, like, the youngest bitch getting money. So when I posted a video rapping, I was, like, beating on my chest rapping, like, and everybody was, like, calling me, like, oh, my God, like, that shit hard. Like, go to the studio. But I'm hella young. I don't know about no studio. I'm just making videos on Facebook. So as I was in jail, I, like, perfected my craft. Like, I used to be rapping for the tier. And, like, when I would be on, like, 60-day lockdown, I would just be rapping to myself to get myself through the time. They wouldn't give me no notebook. It would just be me in there with, like, a styrofoam tray. And I would have to, like, 24 hours, how am I going to kill it? So I would be sitting there making, like, raps to myself. Like, I had my intro down before I even got out of jail. Like, I told my friends in jail, I'm like, I'm finna come on the songs like, hey, Stunner Girl. So I made that up. When I got out, I just continued from where I left off. I start posting videos on Facebook. Just rapping on instrumentals. And then they was doing so much numbers. But everybody in my city was, like, hating. They wouldn't tell me where's the studio at or, like, how it is out there. They want you to be under somebody to be rapping or doing whatever. I'm the type of person. I'm my own person. You feel me? So
where
I'm
we
like,
come from, it's like I'm going to
figure
like,
it out.
Yeah, we going to figure it out. Or my mom.
So eventually I figured it out. And when I made my first song and I posted it, it did numbers. It did, like, 10K in a day. That was numbers to me, you know?
Yeah.
From my first song.
Hell yeah.
After that, I just started dropping, and it was a wrap.
There's, like, a lot of niggas paying 10K for a video and getting 3,000 views. So
yep. So I didn't have no alley-oop or nobody telling me, like, oh, let me take my little sis to the studio, or I didn't have none of that. Like, I really figured all that shit out by myself. Like,
so when did you break to, like, the public? Like, when did people start knowing? Do you feel like it was your first song? Or what song, like, made Stunna Girl, like?
I feel like when I dropped Let It Drip, because it wasn't no bitch talking like me, you feel me? Like, in that song, I was, when I first came out, that song was a diss song, but I wasn't dissing people. People that was rapping was dissing me. So my first couple songs when I was out, I wasn't like, I was just trying to rap, you know? In that song, I start touching on like shit that was going on in my life and, you know, politicking, you know, just touching on every subject. So when that song dropped and like people heard it, bitches and niggas, they was like, whoa, she talking crazy. Yeah. You got to think at a time when I dropped that song and then I dropped On the Record right after that, bitches was just talking about like taking bitches, niggas, and like kid ass shit. You feel me?
You're not on the Lil Kim rap type of movement.
Yeah, they was just talking about little girl shit. I'll take your nigga. Woo, woo, woo.
Yeah,
I'm over here like sliding on drop, this and that.
Yeah.
Getting money like this. You know what I'm saying? So when I came out, everybody was just like, whoa. Took off in the Bay immediately. Like, I was getting overly booked, and it was just boom. I left. I went to Detroit, went to New York. And I just left to L.A., and then I just started making my
mark. Let's back up to Detroit. What was that experience like going down there with them f***ing around in N.D.?
When I went out there, like, I really had a rap. So I get off the plane, and, like, I go to a studio, and it's, like, freaking, like, 50 people in the studio with, like, a microphone and then just, like, a MacBook computer. So they like, oh, yeah, hey, Stunna Girl, come on, get on this song. So I had to stand in the middle and rap in front of like 50 people and not be scared. You know what I'm saying? So that just turned me more into a beast. So I'm just up there like,
that'd be them sessions.
Standing up with everybody in Detroit.
You know, so yeah, you pretty much saying like,
them be them sessions. You got to rap.
You pretty much saying that all the type of like, you had to do it around niggas.
Yep.
Like you had to compete with them.
Basically.
So you, bitches ain't shit. Like that shit easy. You know what I'm saying? Compete with 50 niggas in the room.
Yep.
And I had to try to drop the hardest bars.
Exactly. And then it just went crazy because they told me, like, no other females came out here and actually wrote their own shit. But mine was different because I was doing punch-ins, you feel me?
Yeah.
So not only am I writing my own shit, but I'm getting on the mic.
Freestyling.
Freestyling right alongside you, motherfuckers.
Well, you was doing it with a styrofoam tray and YA.
You know, they don't know that. They don't know that.
You know, I'm just listening because I'm intrigued by the story. I've been waiting to like listen to this because nobody ever asked you about none of this, about your life and why you are the way that you are. Maybe I feel like you telling this will help the viewer or people who will f*** with you in the future understand you better.
Exactly.
Of why you may be the way that you are.
Mm-hmm.
So you went to Detroit. You in Detroit. Hell, you competing with 50 niggas, but shit, you've been competing with niggas all your life, sound like to me. It ain't even been really the bitches. You feel like, man, shit, the niggas the ones that got what I want. You know what I'm saying? So I'm about to them the niggas I'm competing with, shit.
Oh,
you
God.
Bitches want cell phones and you just your hair done, bitch. I'm trying to have a full-blown bag.
How did you even get introduced to the game? Like, I know you grew up right there, woo-woo, but, like, what made them say, like, all right, you can kick it? Like, you know what I mean? How you get, like, the street status to even be able to slide and go across the world and stand on your gangsterism?
I feel like, I don't know, just starting young, I was always a fighter. And my brother, he would skip over every, because I got 7 brothers and sisters all together. My brother, rest in peace, though. He would skip over all the kids and come to me for, like, everything. Like, come fight this bitch. Come do this. Because he was in high school, you know? And I was already, like, a rowdy-ass kid. Like, I was super, super smart. I got A pluses in school. Yeah, but I was bad as fuck. Like, I just feel like probably just from where I came from, like, my household. I don't know. But I was just always, like, on go, you know? People couldn't bully me.
Yeah, my mom.
Yeah, like, in elementary, girls would just try to bully me because I had long hair. I wasn't going. I'd be fighting
There's 7 siblings in the house. There's no way we getting along every day. 7 kids on the same page is too much, like, right.
Nigga, I done fought a cousin of mine. Nigga come out the shower. He in a towel. He must have said something to me. We in, like, 6th grade. he must have said something to me. I just take off on him. He drop his tail, nigga. He take it off on me, nigga.
That's how I was the only time I ever fought a
butt naked man in my life, church.
Yeah, shit.
My cousin
nigga
coming out
in the robe on the way to showers.
His nigga was talking breezy, though, bro. I had to take off on him.
I didn't fuck nigga in the towel before.
It's early in the morning, nigga. Like, nigga, hold up. Nigga, we ain't doing this one this morning. So I can see her. Hell yeah, she done got down with her. You ever fought your siblings?
Hell yeah. My mom had a like trampoline, and she used to make all my cousins come over, and she used to let me fuck them up with one hand. Every time they do something, yeah, come on, y'all, let's have a barbecue. She'd be like, fuck that bitch up, do that. So we,
you know, I don't even see that. At, look, I don't even see that at family functions no more. I used to see that like things used to be caught. They would bring out gloves at the end of the night. Everybody done drank, fireworks, shit is over with. Now you got, nigga, I done seen my homegirl from my neighborhood, nigga, squab her daughter.
Oh, God.
Gloves. Nigga, her daughter was like 19. She like, you been talking shit all year. Psh, nigga, let's put the gloves on. And got him up right in the front yard.
Yeah.
Facts.
Missed that shit. That's that real gabby people,
shit.
Yeah, but people don't even go to, like, family fun. Like, family functions don't even
too
really happen.
Carlo
like
Rossi.
Yeah, it's like, it's forced.
Yep. That shit don't be going on. And my mom always was like, she wouldn't, if I ever even told, like, came home from school and was like, oh, some girl said something to me, and she would be like, what? What you didn't do what? You know what I'm saying? So it was already, like, on go. And then I feel like, after that, you know, I was born in my hood, so yeah. I was already around everybody.
And you're a like, product of it.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm
product,
like,
of my,
like,
product of my ghetto.
Earth turf birth. That's what we call the earth turf birth. Like, when you're just day one right there, and you have nowhere else, like... But the females, you still get a pass. So that's why I'm like, you know, I'm a part of the culture. So it's like, for us to accept the female, she really got to be dog and shit and doing all that. So, you know what I mean? That's why
no,
I'm
that's
like,
real shit. Why you think I don't f*** with every bitch that come up over here? I don't f*** with every bitch because I can smell it on them. Like, the ones that ain't really with it, ain't never really been through nothing, because we got real ones that have, homie. And she ain't really glorifying that shit, my nigga. She's like, yeah, I went through that shit. Most bitches come here, yeah, I went through that shit. Yeah, I did it. Like, it's not nothing to glorify, you know what I'm saying?
X.
Like, you even saying, you was like, damn, I got good grades. It's just, I couldn't get out the mix.
Right.
I'm going home to it every day. I can come up here and get straight A's every day, but guess what I'm about to deal with? No type of homework when I get home. How to deal with some other shit, my nigga.
Yeah,
we home.
Deal with real life. I was on the honor roll and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nigga when you at home like that shit that go on.
Tell me some more, cause I'm interested. Like I never heard you open up like to tell like who you are. So like I feel like I've watched everything on you and you've never talked about it. Like your upbringing.
It's a good one.
What?
What's your name from Oak Park? What name they gave you? They gave you Stunna Girl.
Stunna Girl, yeah. Cause originally there was Stunna Gang and. Before, like, there was, like, Mozzie and, like, all that stuff, everybody's name had Stunna in it.
Yeah.
So when I got out of jail, like everybody had their name changed. It was, like, Mozzie something now. Everybody that was Stunna this was, now they're Mozzie this. But I just didn't, like, I just, you know, stayed who I am type shit. That's I didn't get out and follow the wave type shit. For sure.
That's
shout
crazy.
Out to my big bro, though. He did. He one of the legends out of my city besides me.
Yeah.
The one rest in peace.
Huh?
The one rest in peace.
And I was talking about Mozzie.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it's my brother a legend for sure. My big brother, yeah.
It's crazy.
Man, what's his name?
Raul, Ryu, Red Money.
Man.
Yep.
Shout out Red
crazy
Money,
because
man.
Because Mozzie, niggas don't even know that's the name of the clique. Like, he came out Mozzie member, and everybody just was like,
he changed his name to that. And then.
Because the whole internet was calling the Mozzie, because Mozzie, remember, it was just short. Like, we was calling the Mozzie. Then you see, like, E-Mozzie and all that. Like, at first it looked as everybody was just putting his name and all of that. Then when it came out, like, you just said,
I feel like he don't feel like it's a click.
Everybody's a Mozzie.
I don't feel like it's a click either. It's more, I think that's Hell Gang. His name is Mozzie, so I think everybody else just followed that, like, him changing his name to that.
Oh.
But Mozzie's not a gang, though. Mozzie's not a gang.
Oh, it's not?
That's your brother?
So, yeah, huh?
That's your brother?
Yeah, he my big bro.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
I f*** with him. Nah, first time I ever met Mozzie was, I think I want to say over a year ago, he had came to the old studio, and he was like, man, Sharp, I watch all your shit, man. I f*** with you. For some reason, I've always been connected with the Bay Area. Man, them's all my people. I ain't never had no...
No, why?
Not for real. Yeah, but sharpest like them being all my people, like K Red and all them, man, rest in peace. You know, I was out in Richmond when we buried him. You know what I'm saying? Right. I flew out there, to, you know what I'm saying, to Oakland, my nigga, went and buried that man. You know what I'm saying? But it, every time I go through there, it's nothing but love, especially for the Pimp and everybody moving out the way. Oh, look, Sharp just pulled up, my nigga. Like, it's I love the Bay for that, and I love the culture and how much I really get down out there. So I understand your heritage. That's why, like, me even asking these questions, like, figuring out your upbringing. Like, your ass came up like a nigga. You came up like a man,
and
it's
I'm
great.
Still girly girl, like,
and you still girly always. To be able to keep that though without nobody really showing you to keep it. Right. I do commend you for that, and I respect that.
Was you and
for sure
you and your husband? So when you was in the field and all that, like, was y'all childhood homeboys or did I mean homies?
Because she's like a nigga.
You like so a nigga?
Right,
we know how you move, so it's like.
We throw the 420 in it. Yeah, it ain't nothing but gang in here. This little motherfucker come in. I'm like, man, what the? But then, yeah, like, when y'all was like, when y'all was younger, y'all childhood friends, like, how did y'all come together? Like, you know what I'm saying?
So basically, we've basically been friends for over 10 years. Like, you know, my whole hood used to just go link up with him and be posting him. He had a big-ass house in Vegas and shit. Niggas wasn't having that type of shit, so he was already interlocked with, like, you know, people around me. That's how we met. And then, you know, he was the youngest nigga getting money. I was the youngest bitch getting money, so it was bound to happen.
Yeah, man. So you from Sac or up there?
So
where you come from?
I'm from North Oakland, 53rd Street, Martin Luther King, dead end to be the exact, though, but... You feel me? I got
to
heavy.
North, I used to be on 65th and San Pablo.
Yeah, I got heavy, heavy affiliate blood ties in Fruittown, Bompton. So I've been back and forth my whole life. You feel me?
Yeah, I mean, it's California. LA. I mean, we got Bay Area cousins. We got, it's like that. Because like I said, I was up in Sac when I was 17.
For sure.
Like, my people was at Sac State, but we had other ones right there. I was at East Sac. Now, I knew about Oak Park and some other stuff in the Thomas called the Comet. What is it called? What was they called in the Thomas? What's them?
What up, Natomas up, is the
but it's
the,
a gang up that way.
What really?
It's a blood gang. What's the blood gang?
Another if they better something. Not be no goddamn Natomas Bloods. Nothing.
No. It's no. You know I ain't from out there, but it's up that way.
Houses.
It's Upland. Is it Upland blood gang? Up something Bloods.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. See, what are the hoods around?
I don't really want to bring up no.
That's cool. That's cool. Yeah, no, I just, the Highlands, maybe.
Oh, yeah, that's in the north.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I was saying. But, yeah, I got affiliates from up there, too. But so how did you link with the baddies and turn into a reality star?
Before she even get there. Like, I just want you to know, your music, for real, like, your music, I listen to your music. You ain't the average chick moving with it. Hell, I would have loved to manage you. I was trying to catch up with you months ago, said, damn, she's moving. Mm-hmm. You know, you've been rapping, and to find out how you started and where you came from, maybe that story can't never be ignored. You know what I'm saying? Because it was pure. It wasn't something that you even saw the next person doing and say, I can do that. You said, I was being on a styrofoam tray just trying to make this 24 hours go by.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So I can get the fuck out of here and get moving. I really do commend you for that, for your music and how you move, and I really do believe that you're going to blow. It's different for you because you actually did start in the space of fucking with niggas, like around niggas, like you're competing with them. You're not trying to fuck the niggas, you're trying to compete with the niggas.
Yeah, my business.
And to still keep, you know, your feminine side to yourself. How'd you do that? How'd you keep, like, you know, to be able to be around niggas, be respected as one, but still keep your feminine side to yourself and, like, let them know, hey, I'm still a girl?
I feel like just because my mama was the original hot girl. She was about all that, toting guns, all that, but she wore her dress and her heels and acted like a lady, you know? Mm. So I always was into makeup and hair and different styles and doing all that. So I really never let none of that, like, you know, the shit I was doing be like, oh, I got to macho up, you know?
What?
That was never.
No, go ahead. I was about to say, where is your mom now?
She lives in North Carolina. She changed her life. She's got a job now and doing good.
Church and shit.
Yeah.
How's your relationship?
It'd be good. And then, you know, like, we used to be really bad. But as I got older, like, when I got out of jail, I was really mad at her because I never got, like, a visit. I never got money on my books. I didn't even get to talk to my little sisters. That's why when people be, like, doing shit and I could cut them off like this, it'd be like, I had to, like, block, like, act like my little sisters didn't exist, you know?
That
my
hurts.
Babies, you know?
That fucking hurts.
So.
That hurts. I already know. And you holding it up for us right now. She's like, man, that shit hurt me. Nigga. I'm a female. Like, exactly. That shit fucking hurts.
Was
for
they
real.
Holding you being, like, your troubled childhood against you? Like, oh, you fucking up. I ain't fucking with you type shit.
So I got some, like, understanding with my mom recently, and she was just like, well, you got to see where I was coming from. Like, you was doing outrageous shit, and we out here, you don't know what we going through. We came out here and had to start from scratch. I didn't have nothing when I came out here.
Did you ever tell a stunner girl, like, Mom, I was a product of my environment?
Yeah.
What'd she say?
I just felt like everybody left me. Like,
yeah.
I don't even got your number to call y'all, you feel me? Or when I'm calling, it's, oh, you can't talk to your little brothers and sisters. You can't. Nah, cause you doing this and you doing that. They just really thought I was just. I really feel like everybody just thought I wasn't gonna be shit or like I wasn't.
Counted
I was just always
out.
Gonna be in
they
jail.
And,
yeah, they basically did. That's what I felt like. Like
my mom was the brick lady too. My mom, but see, she used to go OT. Like it's complete opposite. Like as much as they could. Like my parents, they'd have me with them, and then I'd be at my granny house. And that's where all the boys, like how you said, all of us over there. It's my aunties that sold drugs. It's
right.
My aunties that ain't got it like that, or if they working all day. All the grandbabies is over there. It's like 10 of us staying in a 2-bedroom house. Like,
yep.
You know what I'm saying? And she can't keep track of all of us. I start driving her car at 12. Like, it's just, you're a product of your environment. It don't matter how much money that we have. Like, but they always made it to, like, as soon as they get in town, they come get it. So that's why I'm like, damn, they was selling
sometimes.
They come from the streets, so they don't understand. I mean, they're supposed to understand what you going through in your troubled past because they come from this shit.
I really just feel like with my mom, she didn't want me to be like her. So when she see me start being like her, she just was like, hell nah. And, you know,
she had to kind of go through the motions to get to where she's at and to have change in her life. So she got to remember that she once was you or some type of, you know what I'm saying, product of that environment. So she got to know, like, hey, if it helped her, it can help you. Sometimes I sit back and I've always said, like, damn, what would my life be if I did have everything and I was fed a silver spoon?
Exactly.
Or, you know, I was able to go to college. Would I be better off or would I have been worse? So I feel like I'm better off now because without all those trials and tribulations that I went through, who the fuck would I be, stunner girl?
Exactly.
I wouldn't know. That's a person that I'm scared to know.
That's exactly how I feel. I wouldn't have nothing to talk about.
Mm.
I wouldn't have, you know, my story to tell for other young girls looking up to me. Because even with my mama, I watched her hustle every type of way to raise us.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm such a hustler. She was doing everything without a job, without government assistance for 7 kids. And let us know she was doing it for us when she would go do it. And, yeah, so watching her do that made me, like...
Your grandma or your mama?
My mom.
Your mama.
That really made me have that hustle in me. I knew how to, like, when I was going to elementary, I was, like, in school, like, I'm smarter than all of y'all. I'll be looking at these motherfuckers.
Where
like,
was she during...
I already know the game. Hey. I know how to do this and that.
Where was she during your stays? When you was going to jail, was she not f***ing with you? Was she...
The first part, she was fighting her own case. So then she went to jail, but then she got out. And when she got out, I was already, like, lost in the system, like... When she got out and figured out I went to jail, like, the first time I went to jail, she had left me with my aunt. She ended up being my aunt asked, like, how the fuck you let my daughter go to fucking foster care? So when she came to see me in the group homes, I was tatted up. I'm 12 years old. I got, like, 7 tattoos. Mom was looking at me crying, like, what the fuck? Like, what went wrong? Like, everything
already.
Just... She went to jail only for probably, like, 6 months, probably. So she was like, what the fuck? Happen in 6 months. Like, my daughter is out of fucking control, you know?
It can happen in 6 days.
Yeah. But you gotta think, what I'm witnessing in a household, what I already know everything, you know?
Yeah,
we already doing everything.
Before
so
your
like,
ass went to jail.
They act like we all got eyes.
Like, y'all used to have us hold y'all drugs and shit when y'all would go bust snacks.
Like, what are you talking about? Like, you cannot hide shit from a kid. We in every closet. We're everywhere. So it's like, you're not
especially
hiding
when, especially when you leave us at home a lot by ourselves.
I think my mom kept it too real with us. We was talking about that the other day. She just, I was just trying to put y'all up on game and not, like, so y'all wasn't just out there, you feel me? But
I got sent back from Detroit. I was living in Detroit with my mom while she was hustling, and she had like $3 million downstairs in the basement. Me and my sisters, we was playing hide and go seek, and we found the money and ripped everything. Not ripped it, but we throwing it in the air. We playing dice with the shit. We f***ed up. She said it took her a day and a half.
Ass
what ass whoop? Bad. I got drugs. What are you talking about? Ass whoop, nigga.
You needed your motherfucking ass whoop. Imagine that today. I'm going downstairs and playing in $3 million. Ripping it up,
bro.
Cause y'all did. You're talking the motherfucking truth. Somebody getting their ass whooped.
Listen, she said it took her 3 days to count the money in the first place. Cause she out there by herself. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Then we was playing with the neighbor's kids, and he's supposed to be a robber. So now, if they go back and tell her, we went straight to a hotel. We were living at a hotel for like a month. I got sent back to LA. It was a wrap.
Yeah, it was a wrap for
you.
Get
up out of here.
Yeah,
all of us, we all got sent back to LA.
That's crazy, though, because even if, like, when I become a mom, I'm not just going to send my kid off.
No. She hustled. We had a house. We had a house in LA. We had a nanny, a full-time nanny. We were just out there with her because she was planning on being out there for a second. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But once we start doing that while she was hustling, I would have sent my kids back, too. Like, wait, y'all got, I
get that, like, I'm busting a play right now.
I wasn't supposed to have them right here. You know what I'm saying? At the trap. But yeah.
So, is that, like I said, your story though. Like, just to know like some of your background and where you come from. How did you even get, now I want to move on to the next segment where I ask you like about the baddie situation. Like, how did you even get into like TV?
Okay, so I always wanted to do like acting or some type of like TV. So I heard... Well, no, people were sending me it. They're like, there's this show and they're coming to the West Coast. Mm-hmm. I had never watched the show, nothing. So when I looked at it, I went to go like start looking at clips on YouTube. I'm like, all right, maybe this would like be a stepping stone to get my foot in the door to do some like, you know, some TV shit.
Show them I can be around bitches. Yeah, I can be a girl. Like, you know,
it might go as far as me starting to act because that's what I want to do. I want to get into movies. Yeah, so I'm like, but like... As I got on there, I had went to the auditions. They already knew who I was, so I was in VIP. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I just really felt like it was a setup. Like, seriously. Because when I went up there to go, I was in the VIP room with, like, everybody I had ended up fighting. So that was already kind of weird.
Felt like you was in YA all over again.
Yeah, like, I went up there. I'm like, I was just with you bitches in the back room. Y'all was all up in my face. Oh, my gosh, she's so pretty. Da, da, da.
They fighting for play, baby.
Then when I got up there.
They fighting for play.
It basically was like, I have to do the audition because you have to explain. It won't make sense if I just pop up on the show. I've never done TV before.
Yeah.
So I don't got a character from, like, Oxygen or, like, another branch. You feel me? Like, this is my first time doing TV. So I had to do the audition, too. But when I went to do the audition, and it was like one judge bitch was up there that this bitch used to be my fucking background dancer. The other bitch, I seen this bitch in the back. She was being hella cool. But when I went up on the microphone, they thought I was like finna explain myself to them. And that's where shit went left. Like, you know how I come and I'm like, you know what the fuck going on? We don't know what the fuck going on. I'm like, from that moment on, it was already like, y'all bitches got me fucked up. Like, y'all hoes. Right. Y'all hoes and Kelly. First off.
It's not where you're from, it's where you're at.
Yeah. Y'all bitches is in
off
Kelly.
The put some respect on it.
Off the dribble. I've said that many times before. Hey, man, I ain't going to nobody's backyard and expecting to really, like, be that boss man because I'm already knowing somebody over here been doing that shit.
Yeah.
Like, you got it. It's not where you're from, it's where you at, man, at the end of the day. You feel what I'm saying?
Like, the fans couldn't even believe I was there. Like, when I was walking up and everybody started seeing me in the line, they like, Stunner girl. Like, what the f***, bitch? What did you do here?
Yeah, like, what you
I didn't stand in line when I was walking through, though. They was like, Stunner girl here? Like, y'all motherfuckers better be happy I'm even here. I feel. You feel me?
You hear me?
Yeah.
And that's why I feel like they didn't really understand you from that first segment when they was trying to pass out them little pink slips or whatever cards they was trying to hand out to
y'all. Her and Rody was my favorite for them auditions. You and Rody. You already, because you the homie. So
Rolly, like, West Side, baby, out of Vegas. I know her whole neighborhood over there.
I knew for sure
coast.
You was going on the show. I think I already knew before, but I knew for sure when you hit the audition, I'm like, she for sure going to get on the show. It ain't no way that they finna turn down this. And they, because, I mean, y'all all bought it up. Like, that season was really pushed to the world, to me. Y'all first, like, cast, because didn't Rock come on with y'all, too? Yeah. Like, that was, like.
It seemed like you and her actually throughout the show, y'all was cool. Like, y'all had a mutual respect for one another.
Yeah, she was the most respectful. Like, it started off
that's
at the photo shoot.
She could feel where your ass was from, nigga. Yeah. She could hear it in your lingo. Yeah. Like, hold up, nigga.
She had already told me, like, when I had met her, like, her dude already said, like, for her, like, you know what I'm saying? So she was respectful out of, she was like the most coolest, like, she wasn't giving off like, oh, I'm Mrs. Butch and this motherfucker. And she and she was just cool.
But,
like,
but usually the ones who got it, they don't really pop it. They be waiting, like, nigga, wait till you pop it. Like, you know what I'm saying? I already know what I'm gonna do to you. So that's what I get from y'all two on there. Like, all right, go ahead.
I was just pretty confused with the rest of the bitches because, like, when I met the other cast, they was like, oh my God, I love your music. Rapping my songs to me, and then it's like I fight one bitch, and then everybody's
they
just hold
your spot.
Shift just changed, but it's like if y'all was really some gangster bitches and y'all was real bitches, y'all would have minded y'all business first off. Two, y'all would have respected the situation because the last time I seen these hoes, they was trying to jump me and team tag me. You feel me? From the auditions. Bitch, what you mean? This the first time I'm seeing this bitch. Of course, which I'm not finna sit in here do no photo shoot. Like, as soon as I see her.
It was crazy because, you know, it seemed like in the show, they separated you, put you in the room by yourself. They were all standing across the threshold. And once, like, I guess the girl Tommy walked back in, all hell broke loose where they tried to pretty much jump you. Because you was down to catch one-on-one fades with them if they really had a problem with you.
For sure. It was the fight you're talking about happened in the living room. That was the next day.
Yeah.
But the day at the photo shoot was the first time I'm learning that this bitch is here and all that. So it wasn't even a plan thing. They just said the bitch is here. And I'm like, all right, I got to get you because, bitch, you know what you did on my list. So it was never a time I walked past this hoe. It was never a time me and her seemed like that was the first time I seen her. And they try to keep us separate. So I really planned it out. Like, I'm finna just wait back here until I hear them call their names and I'm finna come out because they was trying to keep us separate and do weird shit. So the next day when I come, I was just with these bitches all in the lobby, you feel me? So I ain't thinking bitches feel some type of way, but when you watch the playbacks, they rolling their eyes at me when me and her getting broken up.
Yeah.
You know, they doing all this, and I really felt like it was more of a, some of them felt like I was taking a spotlight, and the other half was just dick rider lap dogs and was like, she got more followers. This is who I'm going to attach myself to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So me coming in as the wild card was like, f*** her, like,
and they can't do nothing with you. So it's like, damn. Like, nigga, we got to, like, put some respect on it and stand down. So all they can do is give you them facial emotions and all that shit.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Like, that shit is like everybody competing. I don't know. For me, it's like half of them is competing to be Natalie's best friend. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
But then Natalie will be fucking with y'all. But y'all get into it with people. That, I mean, she's like the moderator, mediator type person on the show. But it's like, motherfuckers will do anything to get their points up with that.
What was your,
instead of coming on being they self.
What was your what was your expectations going on to Baddies when you did, you know, say you went to even go and do the audition? What were you expecting to get? Like, what did you think it was all about?
Honestly, going on there, I thought it was like, I thought it was going to be more about, like, our talents.
Yeah. That's what I'm
not so much
to.
Of, like, fighting and stuff, you know? So I thought it was going to be, but I definitely was wrong, but I thought it was going to be.
I mean, but you got both off. You and Rock are the only two out of that got both off. Like, we're listening to Stunna Girl. We're listening to Vibe and, yeah, I mean.
But, you know, my music been that, though.
No,
so
no, that's what I'm
like,
saying, but y'all still, you know, some people get on
TV.
Some people get
up
on TV. No, and it negates from their music career. You kept both strong going into reality shows.
It's hard to do.
It's because,
you know,
that.
I just never let nobody play with my business. I ain't been letting motherfuckers. Why would I get on TV and start letting motherfuckers play?
Yeah.
So,
because they say that's for washed up rappers. You know what I mean? They be like, at first, it was supposed to be like when the rapper's career is over, he goes on Love and Hip Hop.
Mm-hmm.
But Cardi B changed the narrative.
Right.
And now it stars like pop, and you like kept that, you kind of like bigger now with the music also. Like people,
I just feel like with that, I made they network pop in for real. Me going on there, now everybody want to do it. You know what I'm saying? Me, it was just like a hobby. I'm finna come on TV. Like I said, I want to get in this TV lane. So me coming on there, it brought a whole different type of crowd. I brought the unisex crowd. Niggas wasn't watching that show. We got people calling my husband from the prison yard. Oh, I love her. Tell sis on my mama they put a real hood bitch on her. You doing it for the hood. You know what I'm saying? Like, now I see more dudes talking about baddies and shit. Niggas wasn't really watching that shit for real like
I watched it. I'm going to be honest with you. I watched it because I knew Rock was on there. And then when I saw you, I said, oh,
it's finna be crazy.
I ought to watch all this. And then that's when we were supposed to get the interview. And I went back and I watched it all again so I could really, like, pinpoint what you was on. So to hear, like, your story now of why you did what you did, I hope, like, the viewer can understand who you are. You know what I'm saying? And why certain things may have transpired when you was there.
Right.
So when y'all was going on the road and shit like that, who do you... Do you feel like they were, when y'all would get on stage, remember they would, y'all would all do like a song apiece pretty much. Do you feel like the crowd was more engaged with you than all the other chicks that were up there doing music besides Rock? Rock ain't, she's her own entity, you know what I'm saying? But just for you and what you were there for, do you feel like the crowd was more receptive to your music? Because I feel like they were.
I performed different songs like everywhere. Some bitches only perform one song the whole time. So when I would come in the building, you know, this is my area. This is the West Coast. Bitches is already hyped that I'm even here. So they was already just waiting. They knew the words to, they knew the lyrics to my music. So it wasn't like I was getting up there performing a foreign song.
Yeah.
Bitches knew. They telling me what the fuck to perform.
We went there. That's real fans.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. So I feel like when the season played out, and we've been knowing this bitch, so it just made it go even crazier because they like, bro, we've been knew this bitch, and she been standing on business. Now y'all, the rest, the TV world,
the
gets
world
to see
that. Love to hate on the West Coast.
They do.
They love to hate on us.
They sure do.
I mean, all the time.
No, for sure.
I don't know why. I don't know what we did. I do know what we did.
I'm going to tell you what
I know what we did.
Yeah. No, I'll be honest. It's because our game is fast. That we fast people.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everything we doing, the plays happen quick. Every other place, I'm not trying to take nothing from nobody, but it's slower in other areas. Yeah. So when they run across somebody, man, who got game and is, you know what I'm saying, living life in the fast lane, it seems to come off as, you know what I'm saying, it's intimidating.
It's very
intimidating. You know what I'm saying? When you're one person hacking, like, they don't even know how to take that. A lot of people ain't never even seen that. You go to a lot of smaller cities.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So they don't even know how to take you in, even from just a sight, like, oh, shit, she got tattoos, or, oh, shit, she's talking this way. They don't know that shit other places.
They don't.
That shit different.
You know, the game started in California. Mm-hmm. Everywhere I go, that's why I was saying I felt like I was just above people. Like, not above them in a sense, but, like, mentally above them. Like, they still talking about this. We ain't already
that. Do you feel like that stems from experience, or do you feel like that's just because you feel like you know everything?
No, it's just from childhood and being in it.
Yeah.
Like, we talking about the game and, like, our culture, the West Coast culture. Our culture is totally different. Like, for instance, the shootout happened. We already know what to do. Shootout happen, but shootouts ain't happening where bitches is from. They crying, they having asthma attacks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we used to it. We hear some, we expecting gunshots after a fight. Like, you know, when a fight break out, we already know. Like, 2 seconds later.
It's bullshit for that.
Yeah, like, everywhere is not like that, or even our game, like how we get money.
Yeah.
How we do certain things, like, in other cultures, like, I can't even explain it, but they.
I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm saying? They're not getting money how we getting money, how we was raised to and shit.
So, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, in a man's standpoint, like, they got the trap culture. They're fast with the trapping transaction because it's a whole lot of that going on in the South. They don't like it, from the men's, like, just us traveling, they don't like that we come from the West Coast. We got everything. They got to come fuck with us. Then we already got our chin up, chest out. Cock sideways.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? We got that whole aura, and it's just that we talk to poke the bear out here. Like, nigga, let me see what you about, nigga. On the day, you're acting tough. What did you
hit
say?
A make it, yeah.
That is so true.
You know what I mean? Me and my boy, he know where we met at, nigga. Come on, man. Standing on
the jungle, though.
Yeah.
Facts.
So for you, why didn't, because obviously you were a popular person. The fans, they loved you on Baddies. Why ain't you going back? Why ain't you went and did nothing with them? They would have upped the bag for you by now and just said, come on, bring her back because she's going to get it spicy.
Exactly. Because I already know just me leaving, like, all the fans is like, oh, my God, we need Stunner Girl back because there ain't no bitch that's coming like me. I'm standing on business regardless, whether whatever situation. But I really left because I was having, like, disagreements with the actual network and the CEOs, and they just don't have their program tight. You know, I didn't like how they was programming over there for real. It might be a situation like, hey, y'all tell me, Stunner Girl, we're shooting these scenes today, and one bitch do something, and you following after what this bitch say, so now we not starting until 11 o'clock at night. And I'm going to disagree with that, because I've been up getting my makeup done. This shit costs money. You know what I'm saying? It's just everywhere. I just feel like it's just a lot of tender shit going on over there.
Yeah. So really, in all, you say money. You really didn't want to go back, especially the bag wasn't right.
And the money, too, yeah, because they agreed to pay me this lump sum. And, yeah, it's a big lump sum, and I probably did get paid the most. I'm not saying I didn't. But because y'all so unorganized, y'all tell me we shooting Baddies this month. I've been asking y'all for weeks, when month are we shooting this so I don't book any shows? I'm not finna be sitting on standstill, you know, not getting my bag because y'all don't come up with a date. Yeah. So say I didn't book the whole damn August up with shows, you know, I'm getting a lot of money for my shows. Yeah. 30,000s, 35s, 25s. So imagine having that whole calendar booked up and you tell them like, yeah, that's good and all, we gonna start shooting, but I'm gonna have to pay these shows back if, you know, I'm not present. These motherfuckers done sent me deposits, they done sent me the whole damn back end. Exactly, so my lump sum of money, basically, I was going to be having to use that to pay back every show I miss. And you already agreed to give me back the money for the shows. Then when the season start, you're like, oh, I didn't say this. I'm like, bitch, what? Bye.
See, that's why us as black folks, we got to be better on our paperwork. You know what I'm saying? Because thinking that, like, you can handshake an agreement, it don't work like that in business. You got to make sure, man, like, that you can trust them people and know, like, that ain't nothing against, like, Zeus or nothing what they doing, but just
never trust
overall for business. The people that are going into business. Like, always, man, make sure some shit like that's in writing because that's a lot of money
exactly.
But playing to say, with. Never trust
they just
business.
So scandalous with paperwork, too. So on
but
my contract,
lawyer now,
I'm you know, no, I'm just saying how they don't be wanting to word certain shit how it's supposed to be worded.
That's why you get the lawyer that can read the right, they can read that language.
I do got
they
a lawyer. I'm talking about them.
They don't be wanting to get it together.
They don't be wanting when to put they, it on paper yeah. what they're giving somebody, basically. So they might say, hey, Stunner Girl, I'm giving you $150,000 for the season. And then on the side, I'm going to give you $150,000 for two music videos. But we have to put that on the paperwork and say two music videos because I can't put on the paperwork. Well, I'm giving you $300,000.
Understandable. But you already knew on the other side of that for the videos, that was already a gamble. You gambled for that one. Like, for the extra $150 for the two videos?
No, it's not gambling. I'm telling you, this is how people do, like,
higher
corporations, for instance, right? They might have higher uppers that be like, on paperwork, you can't give this person this amount of lump sum, so we have to word it like this. Because they look crazy for giving me all this money.
Yeah. Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
But then again, it's still like, we do business like that. I didn't got 50s and 100s that ain't been on paperwork. So it's normal to me. I'm not really...
Understandable, but at that point, like, you had to know you were still gambling on that side because it's not on paperwork. They can either give it or they don't, and the relationship can get fucked up.
Right.
Who would even care in the mix? But to want to guarantee that to you and know that you really got that coming, that shit got to be on that paper.
I figured it was something because we went down there with our camera. We just left from Las Vegas, and they haven't
turned the AC on, church.
Yeah, we just left from Las Vegas, and they having, like, the Baddies versus Wild series, right? And one of the top baddies wasn't there. I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, where's this at? You know, I'm already poking around looking for my boy. You already know. You not there. I figured there was something going on, so, I mean...
Right.
Are they taking it personal or is it like you ain't fucking with it?
I'm not fucking with them. And then it just got out of hand. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I left, that was a big thing. They wanted me to keep it a secrecy. Don't go on there and say anything. Don't do this and that. So, basically, when I posted, hey, y'all, I won't be returning to baddies, that just, like, made everything go to the left. So, because, like, the CEO, he's, like, very childish. So, he'll go on there, troll me on the internet. Okay. You know, I'm a female. I'm going to say whatever the fuck I want. I see you trolling me, going on there, fucking with me. I'm finna fuck with you back. I get paid to do that anyway. Yeah. So, go ahead. Start it up if you want to. So, me announcing that I left, basically, they got super mad about that. But then, at the same time, behind scenes, they're all like, come on, what do we got to do? What do we got to do? But it's like, now this done been said, now that done been said, and you know what I'm saying? Now shit's getting out of control. Now it's like, I'm standing on my word. I can't come back now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm still cool with Natalie. She still calls me till this day. Hey, sis, what can we do to move forward? And but it's like, I don't even know if that's you. I feel like that's them sending you, because that's how they be, you know, that's how they be playing. I didn't work with y'all before. They send you to do everything. So it's like, I know you ain't coming at me asking me that. That's the people above you telling you to come at me. But it's still like, nah, too much shit done already been spilled. And
so you would never, you know, think you'd return?
Nah, then it's like,
the paper was right.
They are very chimmy people. And it's like, I don't really even like to speak bad on people, but, you know, the situation's already big, so I got to say what I got to say. Because motherfuckers done went up in interviews like they made me or some motherfucker ain't make me. You feel me? So they just chimmy people. They don't be wanting to pay their cast members, like, what they worth. I feel like we, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I mean,
they not here to watch y'all.
That's everybody. Like, I mean, you know, that's not everybody in business. They feel like they're bringing you to their network and they pay you this. No matter what you bring to the network, they're gonna act like it's not happening. And the only reason it's happening is because of this good marketing strategy that they've came up with for their project. All the money that they put in the promotion and all that. That's what got us here, not the talent. Once it comes to trying to pay the talent, when the talent gets to asking for more money, that's how they play it.
Yeah, but then it's like, too, like when people say one thing to your face and then be another. Because I used to be at the op. You used to see, you was with me. I controlled the whole scene. Like, that was my first time, my first season, and I was already up in the ranks. So they'd be in my face like, yes, thank you, Stunning Girl. You brought so much to the network. Like, shit wouldn't, you know what I'm saying, giving me my props, oh, this and that, and then it just will switch.
So you saying that, because back to, like, you saying, like, you know, pay you what they got to pay you on paper and then promise you something on the back end. You saying that they've done that with you before and you had no problems with,
no,
like,
problems
with that.
Yep. But now it's a new season, and it's like, when I figured out, like, that show was just based off fighting, you really got to run me my bag, like, I'm not coming nowhere just to be fighting for free. And then I'm the type of person, like, they know me. Like, I'm not finna be doing dialogue, apologizing. So whatever beef I got, it's finna be the beef till the fucking end. So with that, I'm like, you gonna have to pay me to funk. You gonna have to pay me to beef. Like, you lying, y'all lying and making it seem like this show is about music and all this other shit. But when you come, it's not that.
Speaking of beef, there was a time where I want to say, like, I think you were in the backyard with the girl Biggie. Y'all was back there, and she was a big girl. Like, you was smaller on her, but you still kind of stood your ground. Like, why did y'all even get into it? What was the problem? And why y'all even had to meet in the backyard to rendezvous?
That's so funny.
That shit was crazy.
She just a lap dog and a follower, and we going to leave it at that. Mm. Like, that's just what that is.
Yeah. And she thought, and y'all went in the backyard. You feel like she's trying to bully you, trying to, like, play. Because you was trying to be nice with her and even explain the situation at hand to her of what was going on. And it just seemed like,
I just,
like,
feel like with lap dogs and followers, bitch, if I ain't your master, you ain't finna go when I tell you to. So your master tell you 666 and, bitch, down the target, you gonna do what you gonna do. Like,
Are you open to doing any more type of, you know, reality television like that in the future?
I'm actually starting my own network, so.
Network.
Yeah, and it's really a big investment, and I really am doing it because my fans are, like, adamant on they want to see me on TV or some type of something. So instead of, like, you know, I do vlogs and stuff too, but instead of that, I'm gonna just do my own TV show about myself and bring on other franchises that are already trying to come fuck with me anyways. So it's like, that's what it's gonna be. Yep.
Let's talk about your latest single, Courtesy of a Rich Nigga.
Mm-hmm. So, courtesy of a rich nigga, I dropped that like a month ago. And my Instagram had got deleted the day I dropped it. So, I felt like all the promotions had got messed up on my song. But my song dropped a month ago. And the song pretty much is just about my husband and me. And like, in the song, I'm basically saying like, if you got a nigga that spends money on you, matches your hustle, but then at the same time, you a rich bitch too, and you could buy yourself something and your nigga something, and you know, feel me, that song is for you. So the song is just really popping fly shit for real. And then like in the second verse, I'm just gassing bitches like, bitch, you in the old ass Benz, bitch, you showing your stylist pictures of me, telling them copy, going viral for your sloppy ass surgery. So it's just, you know, talking shit and fly shit.
Yeah.
All in one song.
Well, that's dope.
You was just talking to oppie bitches, or you was who you was pointing at?
I was just talking in general.
Yeah, the oppies.
Any, you know, situations?
The Charlie Wallies.
Situations?
Yeah.
What was up with your song? You had a song called Like That?
Yeah, Like That.
And you did a remix with JT?
Mm-hmm. Like That was a super big record for me. Mm-hmm. And that song was a freestyle that I had did in our studio in our house.
Yeah.
And that shit really was just about the get back, like getting back on your money and grind, and you know what I'm saying. And I was popping fly shit in there. That song is a lot. It's a lot of touches a lot of subjects.
Mm-hmm. What subjects did you feel like you wanted to touch on the most in that song?
Basically, let motherfuckers know like I ain't new to this shit. I'm true to this shit. Like everything y'all motherfuckers doing, been doing that. I was speaking about the game itself and everything in that aspect. Like I said, I'm new to this.
Yeah.
So.
You did a remix with JT?
Yeah. JT, how I did the song with her, she was like playing my music on her live, and then everybody was sending me it, and then that's how me and her like start talking, and then we agreed to do a record. And then originally I was going to put her on a different song. And then when I sent her that one, she was like, no, I'll kill this. So she was good, though. She sent me back, like, she's a perfectionist. So she made, like, three different versions of her verse. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Then she picked the best one she wanted. And then she came out here and shot the video with me.
Speaking of collabs, is there any other collabs coming up in the future, you know, we can look forward to?
I have this song dropping with YG called Stand Up.
Okay.
I got this song with Rich the Kid and my husband. And I also have a song dropping with Lakia. Yeah. So that's like three different collabs right there.
You got any upcoming solo music? Anything that you've been working on? Any projects you've been working on just for yourself?
Yeah, actually I do. I got an album. I haven't decided on the name, but I've been sitting on these two tapes for a minute. So I'm going to just combine them and make it into one album and drop that after these singles.
So making music with your husband, is that like a hobby that you guys, like, is that how y'all, like, kick it and rendezvous? Because, like, motherfuckers don't like going outside and shit. So it's like a studio session with the food of y'all choice and all that. Is that, like, considered a date?
Really, we do that shit a lot. It is. It's kind of like a date. It is a date, but I feel like we like to challenge each other's brain.
Yeah.
You feel me? She's a competitive type of person, and me too. Yeah. But you know, wifey in the music, like, she got that shit hands down. She inspires me really when we rapping and like really want to take it more serious and, you feel me, lock in and really get focused up when I'm writing and take every note and every bar, like, nigga, serious, you feel me? So I give all the props with that shit, really go to her, for real. For sure it is. It's a good hobby and day for us, for sure, for sure.
Since you left Baddies, everything's been great since then?
Yeah, back to normal programming. And everything's been super good, actually. Like, doing that show, I got some TV fans and, like, people. Because I feel like with music, it's always going to be like a dilemma, like, especially if you're rapping about the type of shit I'm rapping about, people are going to be like, oh, I like her music, but is she really like that? And that's going to make you, some people be like, am I a supporter? Am I not? So me going on there to people that was listening to my music, they already like, yep, I like her now because I know she about what she rapping about. It took some bullshit ass, you know, situations.
Is there anything, before we get out of here, is there anything that you want to let your fans know? Is there any message you want to put out there?
To my fans, honestly, I would say, like, anybody that's looking up to me, I just want them to basically believe in yourself, because it really starts off with you believing in yourself. Like, don't wait for nobody to do something for you. Like, you got to get up and want it, and you got to really, really believe in yourself. Like, you got to be, you can have $0 in your pocket, and if you feel like you a fucking millionaire, feel like that. You feel me? Like, and what else would I say? I think I just went like,
no, I was just saying, is there any message that you want to, you know what I'm saying, just leave them, anything you want to say to your fans, just anything right now you want to leave on record?
Yeah, chase it.
I don't know, I just hella went blank. You basically was telling them,
don't let nothing stop you from chasing your dreams.
Basically, what, yeah. Don't let nothing stop you from chasing your goals, your dreams. If a bitch like me can make it out the trenches, you can too. You know what I'm saying? That's why when I be posting and shit, I be like, this shit for motivational purposes only. I ain't sitting here bragging, but a bitch came from a lot. So these is accomplishments to me. And I know it's a lot of young females and young dudes out there that's watching me. Like, she did it. I could for sure do my thing. You know?
Like an example of God wouldn't put you to it if he would. I mean, put you through it if you couldn't. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Put you to it if he wouldn't put you through
it. One more for you. What mistakes would you tell him not to make? Just one key one that you really just gotta know not to do. That's a no-no.
I wouldn't say from my experience, but I would tell them just not to be a crash dummy. Like, don't just go for anything. And you know, that's how your life will end quick if you don't got your own mind, for real. I always had my own mind, and I feel like that's why I made it far. Like, I didn't just come out and follow the trends and follow the wave or do this, do that. I wasn't like, you know, I just always was like headstrong and, yeah, for sure.
Well, we appreciate you for stopping by, and hopefully I can get you back here in the future, you know, and sit down with you on some of your new projects that you probably got going on there. Probably, hell, you done got your shit off the ground. Got your own network off the ground. Would love to talk to you about that. You're a very interesting lady. We appreciate you coming down, bringing your husband with you. You know, it's nothing but love, baby, and we hope to see you again soon.
I appreciate y'all, too, for having
for
me.
For sure. For sure, mate.
Girlie.
You dig the Sharp Tank. No Jumper. Yeah.
Know what time it is.
Sharpest, coolest podcast in the world.
Don't be late.
Hey, Mikey, shoot us out the gym.